Kids can be frustratingly picky eaters. There are a lot of reasons. Researchers have looked at kids' eating patterns and say choosy eating habits can be affected by a lot of things. Personality traits, parental control at mealtime, social influences, or it could just be your kid being a kid. In today's Veronica's Eats, we look at the opposite.
After having dealt with some picky eaters in the past, it was very surprising and refreshing when I recently met three kids, age 7, 9, and almost 11. I went out to Lebanese food with the family, and these kids tried everything without being coaxed, bribed, or badgered. And Kat, James, and Victoria were very happy to share their thoughts.
What do you think about trying new foods?
I think it's just a great thing.
What kinds of foods do you normally like?
I think like sushi and fish with it.
You like sushi?
Yeah.
Have you ever had anything that you absolutely did not like?
I didn't like
From tonight, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it was called tabbouleh. You didn't like the tabbouleh?
Yeah.
So, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't know.
If I came up to you and said, hey, I just made some chocolate-covered crickets, would you eat one?
No.
No?
I would lick off a chocolate.
You would lick off the chocolate. That's a good move. Do you know that in some countries, they might actually eat that cricket?
No.
Do you know why? Take a guess. Why would they eat it?
Because it has good protein.
You were right, and they're hungry. So what did you think about tonight's food?
It was pretty good. I've never actually had it before, so it was interesting to try it.
Would you go back again and have that kind of food?
Yes, yes, very much indeed.
What did you like the best?
The lamb. I've never had lamb before.
It was like a lamb kebab, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
What did you think about like all the spices and stuff on it?
They spiced it well. It had the right blend.
What did you not like?
Out of everything that was there, I gotta say that the eggplant was not at all my favorite.
So that's called baba ganoush. So, do you think it's a good idea to try lots of new foods?
Yes, very much. So you can expand your worldview, kind of in a way.
And do you think kids that are your age are very adventurous about trying new foods?
Really depends on the family. Like, if they go to a lot of different places and they enjoy trying other foods, then yeah. However, some that just like sticking to their own little meals, they probably won't try too many foreign foods.
When you grow up, do you think you're gonna like go to other countries and stuff and try their food?
Maybe. I might.
What country would you go to?
I think India would be an interesting one.
I would love the food there. Have you tried Indian food?
As far as I'm aware of, which I don't keep track of where my food really originated from. As far as I know, I haven't tried any Indian food at all.
So tell me what you thought about today's foods.
It was good.
What did you like?
Like half of the stuff and the other half I did not like.
Anything that you can think of off the top of your head, what you liked?
I really like the rice and the lamb.
Lamb kebabs. I see that you guys are big lamb fans now. What about what you didn't like?
Like half of the stuff, the eggplant stuff.
You didn't like that either?
Yeah.
No baba ganoush for Victoria.
Bottom line is healthy eating habits start early, and parental anxiety does nothing to help. Experts say relax and try involving kids in the meal prep, talk about nutrition with them, and be a good example when it comes to trying new foods.
Fantastic, Veronica.
I just love those kids. That was great.
I'll just take those kids home and put them in front of my kid and say, yeah. Hey, how about you try a few things?
Try it. Expand your horizons.